Hi guys, it's an exciting new day for an awesome new episode of my podcast. Welcome to the Govnorly Experience, where we discuss experiences people would not want to talk about, hidden secrets people will kill to bury, and of course, valuable truths to live your good life. I am your host, Govnorly, and today is a good day. Just so you know, the Govnorly Experience is available on AudioMac, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Public. So what this means is that you can stream the Govnorly Experience, all episodes of the Govnorly Experience on all these platforms.
For me, I think the most difficult stage of anybody's life would be the 20s, when you are transitioning from one stage of your life to a major new stage. When you are transitioning from being dependent on someone to being independent, when you are graduating from college, when you are looking for a job, when you are setting up your own new life, when you are building your relationships, when you are building your connections, when you are trying to figure out a lot of things in your head, when you are trying to find yourself. I would say, in summary, your 20s is that particular stage of your life where you try to find yourself, where you try to figure out what you want to do, where you are trying to land yourself your business deals, when you're trying to get yourself a good job, when you're trying to think of a partner, when you're thinking of marriage, when you're thinking of your future. And for me, I have seen a lot of people who have struggled in their 20s. I have seen a lot of people who are still struggling in their 20s. I have seen a lot of people who have decided to use shortcuts, and I have seen how it has bounced back. I have seen a lot of people who are working their asses off in their 20s, trying to build a very good life for themselves. I have seen a lot of people who do not even know what to do. So for me, the 20s is one of the difficult stage of anybody's life. And if you are in your 20s, this episode is for you. On today's episode of the podcast, I'll be sharing life experiences of people who did not have it all figured out at the early stages of their life, people who had failed, people who had setbacks, people who were tagged failures by other people, people who tried to go against all odds, people who decided to take charge of their lives, people who I like to call the resilient set of people who are strong-willed, people who are go-getters. I will start by reading you guys a short story. One day, as a small child, Thomas Edison came from school and gave a paper to his mother. He said to her, "Mom, my teacher gave this to me and told me only you have to read it. What does it say?" Her eyes filled with tears as she read the letter out to her child. "Your son is a genius. This school is too small for him and doesn't have good enough teachers to train him. Please teach him yourself." His mother did just that until she fell ill and passed away. Many years after Edison's mother died, he became one of the greatest inventors of the century. One day, he was going through some of her old things and found the folded letter that his old teacher wrote his mother that day. He then opened it. The message written on the letter was, "Your son is mentally deficient. We cannot let him attend our school anymore. He is expelled." Edison became emotional reading it, then decided to write it in his diary. Thomas A. Edison was a mentally deficient child whose mother turned him into the genius of the century. So, in case you don't know who Thomas Edison is, in case you guys don't know who he is, Thomas Edison, for me, I would say is the greatest inventor to have lived on earth, because this guy invented electricity. And tell me, what do you do on earth now without electricity? What process would you want to run without electricity? Which business do you want to run without electricity? What do you even want to run without electricity? And electricity is just one of his numerous inventions. This guy also contributed to the development of telephones. Yeah, I mean telephones. When this guy was alive, he was involved in the development of a particular invention that had to evolve into what we have today, into what telephone is today. He also was involved in the creation of the invention of the camera. Yeah, the camera we all use today, all those frame cameras and all. Thomas Edison was also part of the set of people who developed the camera. Also, Thomas Edison was the inventor of the kinetoscope. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like something really interesting. The kinetoscope. And for me, and for a whole lot of people, Thomas Edison is the inventor of the century. I mean, this guy was, he had brain deficiencies as a kid. He was not a normal child. He was, how would I put it? You know, these guys that are not just normal. They would have some very weird behaviors, find it difficult to mix with people. That was the kind of person Thomas Edison was. But his mother did not give up on him. And look at where he is today. There is a story behind everybody's glory. And this is just the first story I want you guys to listen to. So stay tuned for our big stories. So my first major headline today is about a man. His name is Walt Disney. When this man was alive, he was the pioneer of so many cartoons and animations. This man literally made my childhood really interesting. But a lot of people do not know that behind his glory there was a story, and I'll be sharing the story right about now. So at the age of 23, Walt Disney was very broke. I mean, this guy was dead broke. When I'm saying someone is broke, someone that does not have money, he was broke. He had nothing to do. He doesn't have a job, and he did not have it all figured out. He did not even know he was going to be Walt Disney of Disneyland. I know you guys have heard of Disneyland. Yeah, I did not even know he was going to be the founder of Disneyland. At that particular time, Walt Disney was an editor at a newspaper agency. He was working at a newspaper agency at that particular time, and a few months later he was fired by his boss because his boss told him he lacked imagination and he had no good idea. Just imagine you telling someone that the person lacked imagination or had no good idea. Maybe at that time, well, Disney really did not have imagination or any good ideas. But fast forward to today, fast forward to where we are now. Well, Disney went ahead to start his own production company known as Disney. The studio has produced so many cartoons and animations. His studio is the producer of Lion King. Yes, someone that lacked imagination and good ideas produced Lion King, produced The Little Mermaid, produced Toy Story 1, 2, 3, 4. Someone with no good imagination, or should I say no good idea, has produced movies like blockbusters like Bolt. He is the producer of The Jungle Book, Tarzan, Tinkerbell, Beauty and the Beast. Just mention it. His studio has produced so many cartoons and animations, and this man did not have it all figured out in his 20s. So I hope you picked up something from Walt Disney. So while we move on to the next person, stay tuned. This next person I'll be talking about is someone I like to call a mentor, someone who is a business acumen, someone who has gone through a lot in the business world, someone who I look up to, someone I learn from afar. And this guy is so amazing, and he has risen to be the richest man alive right now. But many people did not know that this guy started from scratch. I mean, this guy started from zero. This guy started from nothing. Jeff Bezos lived a normal life, just like any of us would have lived. He went to school, he went to university, he graduated, and at age 23, he did not have it all figured out. I mean, prior to that time, Jeff Bezos fried burgers at McDonald's. I mean, this guy was working as a burger fryer. He was flipping burgers at McDonald's. And when he graduated from school, he was moving from one job to another, from one place to another, and finally he decided to take up a job at a finance company, a finance firm. And that was when he was 24, and 2 years later he rose up to be the vice president of that company. I mean, someone who entered a company as an entry-level staff and then rose up to become the vice president of that company in 2 years. The guy is, I think, talented. The guy is, that is talent, because who does that? Who does that? And at that time, he was the fastest growing individual to rise up to the level of a vice president from an entry-level staff. And 2 years later, after he became the vice president, Jeff Bezos did the unimaginable. He did the unthinkable. I mean, this guy was having a good career. He was having a good run in his life. He was on Wall Street, doing really good, and then he decided to quit his job as a finance person to start up his business, Amazon, after he had toured Brazil, the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. Then he decided to name his business Amazon, where you would be selling books online. So without the help of any without the help of any press or newspaper, if you read up on his story online, this guy started in his garage. He was so determined that he started with a few partners then, and today Jeff Bezos is the richest man alive. His company Amazon is at war with everyone. When I say war, Jeff Bezos is competing with every and anyone. His company Amazon Logistics is in competition with FedEx and DHL. Amazon.com is an e-commerce website who is in competition with eBay and other big e-commerce websites. Amazon Prime is in competition with Netflix. Amazon is also the owner of Alexa. They are in competition with Google Home. Amazon Pay is in competition with Google Pay and PayPal. Amazon AWS is also a cloud storage that is in competition with Azure and Google Cloud. Many more of Amazon's businesses are in competition with almost everybody, and the guy is not stopping. Jeff Bezos is just 56 and he is doing good. So what did you learn from Jeff Bezos' story? I mean, this guy is starting from scratch. This guy did not have it figured out at the age of 23, and fast forward to today, the guy is the richest man alive, richest man in the whole world, richest man in the seven continents combined. And do you think it is just by mouth, or do you think it's just by mere sitting and lazing around? So I will leave you to figure it out, and while we move on to our next individual. So the next individual we'll be talking about is someone in his 20s who also does not have it all figured out. Someone who will complain that he is broke. Someone who spends all of his money on food and data. Someone who keeps unhealthy relationships. Someone who is in school and failing all his courses and happy not to do anything about it. Someone who is graduating this year and does not even know how to write a CV. Someone who complains he does not have money but go out every weekend. Someone who claims he doesn't have time but spends 18 hours a day on Instagram and Netflix. Someone who complains he is getting out of shape but does not want to hit the gym. Someone who complains everything is too hard but doesn't do anything to learn. The trouble with people in their 20s is that they think they have time, A second trouble people in their 20s is that they fuck up their lives by hanging out with people with no goals and ambitions. I have never seen someone who played away his life become a billionaire, but I have seen people who work out at 4 a.m. before working two jobs. I have also seen people who are broke but would rather be entertained than educated. But I have not seen any rich man who would rather be entertained than educated. Do you know that if you earned $7,000 every hour of every day since the birth of Jesus Christ, you will still not be as rich as Jeff Bezos? Yes, do you know? I need you to start having a rethink. I need you to think deeply. I need you to reflect on everything I've just said. I need you to start having a rethink about your life if you're in your 20s. I need you to start reflecting on where you've gotten it wrong. But I don't want you to get me wrong as well, because I am not here to motivate you. I am not here to push you to do anything. I am not here to tell you to aspire to inspire, because I can only motivate myself. I can only push myself. But let me just do a quick analysis for you. If you run a YouTube channel and you have 1,000 views on your videos, you will earn $7. If you have 10,000 views on your videos, you would earn $70. If you have 100,000 views on YouTube videos, you would have $7,000. And if you have 10 million views on your YouTube video, you would earn $70,000. And if you now have 100 million views on your YouTube video, you would have earned $700,000. So what is the point I am driving at? So you know your popular music artists, they would come up with new songs, come up with new jams, work out in the studio and all, and then they'll post their videos on YouTube. They will tell you guys to go all out, stream a lot on all platforms, and then in 2 days you see their videos have entered 1 million views on YouTube. You see them and you'll be there streaming everything and be downloading everything, be jamming everything, be streaming everything, be vibing to everything. These guys are making money off your data. They're literally making money off your data. Another examples are your Instagram influencers. Look at them. They will tell you, I have a new comedy skit on Instagram, Brother Shaggy, Sydney Talker, and the likes. You will come to their page, you will view their this thing, you subscribe with your data, you would view all their content, you would laugh, you comment, you like, you do everything. You are generating leads for them. Companies will come to them to ask them, would you like to advertise for us? They will say yes, and then they will charge the companies for advertisement. And then once they charge the companies for advertisement, they just need to come up with content, and then because you guys are just there to like help them push out the content, and then they'll promise the agency that I'll be able to deliver 100,000 views on this video for your advert, and then they will go ahead and do it with your data, and in the end, cool cash. How many of you guys know Tauma? How many of you guys know this other lady? I don't know her name, forgotten her name. These guys earn as much as 500,000 per advert for their videos. You see them using big phones, using big stuff. They are making money. It is just business for them. Why you are just there lazing around WhatsApp, lazing around Instagram, lazing around everywhere, doing nothing with your life? Of course, I know it is none of my business, but then I just have to say what I have to say. So guys, don't get me wrong, I am not saying it is entirely bad to follow these social media influencers. I am not saying it's entirely bad to be a fan of Wizkid. I am not saying it is bad to follow Davido, follow Tiwa Savage and all, but it is very bad to follow these guys and put your own future in jeopardy, because number one, you are helping them build a good future for them and their future generations while you are putting your own future in jeopardy. Now think of it. I mean, think of it this way. A lot of them are cashing out, but you are there lining up under every giveaway, and you are in your 20s. You are wasting your life lining up under every giveaway on Twitter, lining up under every giveaway on Instagram, lining up under every giveaway whatsoever, and you claim to be a leader of tomorrow. Guy, you are leader of nothing. I know the truth is bitter, but I will open my chest to say what I have to say. You complain you are broke, but you buy at least 2 bottles of water every single day of the week. I mean, look at this small analysis. If you buy 2 bottles of water every day for 5 days in a week, that is 500 naira in a week. And we have 52 weeks in a year. So 500 naira times 52 weeks. Do you know how much that is? You would have at least 25,000 naira spent on bottled water at the end of the year. Now, imagine if you have 25,000 naira investing in shares of DT Bank or 25,000 naira invested in shares of whatever. Do you know how much you'll be making per year on dividends? Do you know? But you would not know because you don't even have an idea of what a share of your company is. You complain you are broke, but you go out to eat on eateries every day. Are you mad? Oh, okay, sorry. You're not mad. Sorry. You complain you don't have money, but you everywhere you're going is Uber. You're going to Malam shop, is Uber. You want to go and pick up something, is Uber. You're going to Tejo show, is Uber. You're going to Yaba, is Uber. She did they use it to do you? These Uber guys, they are making their money. It is their hustle, but you are there lazing around. You are complaining you are broke. You spend your last kobo on Uber to go to a party. They will bring tickets to you. They will say, okay, ticket for guys 2k, for girls 1k. You buy for yourself, you buy for your baby. You spend all your last money at the party, and then you come back and you're complaining you are broke. Can you see that you are stupid? Can you see that you are stupid? Another mistake people in their 20s make is spending their money on unnecessarily overpriced phones and gadgets. I mean, you see them buying really expensive phones and clothing items all in the name of they want to trend and all. I am not against trends. I am not against you looking nice. I'm not against you looking good. But I want to give you one advice now. Do you know that if you save the money for that iPhone, I mean, if you save up the money for that iPhone, you can actually buy a used bike and then start up your own logistic company and then earn passive income. But the problem with this idea is you don't even know what passive income is. You are not even financially literate. You just go to school. Very bad habit. One other mistake people in their 20s make is they spend their money on overpriced gadgets and expensive clothing items that are not necessary. Because don't get me wrong, I am not saying you should not use good phones, I'm not saying you should not look nice, but you know, everything has a limit. You know, if you can save up that money for that new iPhone you want to buy, you know, you can actually buy a used bike and start up your own logistic company earning passive income. But it doesn't make sense, right? Because you don't even know what passive income is. Or should I even say, you're not even financially literate. And all this happens because you hang out with the wrong set of people. If you hang out with 5 poor persons, you become the 6th poor person. If you hang out with 5 broke people, you become the 6th broke person. If you hang out with 5 intelligent persons, you become the 6th intelligent person. And if you hang out with 5 billionaires, definitely you're going to become the 6th billionaire in the group. I know most of you are wise, I know most of you have talents, I know most of you mean well for yourselves, but you just have to let go of all these bad habits that are dragging you down. And I need to say something, guys. You know, people don't decide their future because nobody knows what the future holds. Jeff Bezos would not be able to have predicted that he'll become the richest person in the world 33 years down the line. Nobody would have been able to predict that. But what you can do for yourself is maintain good habits, build up good habits for yourself. All these successful people, they learned to maintain good habits, they learned to nurture good habits, and that is what is working for them, because it is your habits that will decide your future. When you have good habits, then your future is secured. But what are the chances of you that do not have good habits of getting a very bright future? Even because even the guys with very good habits, not all of them have gotten to where they want to get to. Just look at the chances you with bad habits have and predict the future you are looking at for yourself. If you are in your 20s and you are pushing, you are hustling, you are doing your best to make your 20s worthwhile, and everything seems to be falling apart, or everything seems not to be falling in place, I want you to understand that this is a phase and it will pass, because this is the most difficult time in a human life, and you just need to understand that this time will pass and all you've learned will be useful for you in the future, because a lot of lessons will be learned. You will win some, you will lose some, but the world is at your fingertips to grasp. You need to stay away from the still people. And when I say the still people, I mean people who are still broke, people who are still hating, people who are still losing, people who are still complaining, people who are still making excuses, people who are still pointing fingers, people who are still living in the past, and people who are still not changing. You can't win in life if you are losing in your mind. You need to have a positive mindset. And to wrap up today's episode, I would like to share with you one very beautiful hack. So Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, he said, if you put $100 bill and a banana in front of a monkey, what do you think the monkey will choose? Yes, of course, the monkey will choose the banana, because he does not even know the $100 bill will buy him bunches of banana. So it's the same thing in life. There are a lot of opportunities that will come your way that you wouldn't even look at. There are a lot of them that you would not even try to pursue. A lot of these opportunities are blessings in disguise, but because you are not knowledgeable, you don't lack the necessary skills to recognize these opportunities, they will just pass you by. One of those opportunities is the choice to choose between a job and a business. First, if you offer someone a business and a job, most people I know choose to take the job because they feel the job is secured, they would have a secure income for the rest of their lives. But I want to ask you a question. Who have you ever seen that ever became a billionaire from having a job? Who have you ever seen that ever became a billionaire or ever changed the world from having a job? If you have a business, you have the opportunity to change the world. You have the opportunity to help people. You have the opportunity to even become a billionaire. You have the opportunity to be like the top guys who are making it big time right now. But that's only if you are courageous enough. That's only if you can recognize these opportunities. That's only if you can take advantage of all these resources that are available to you. I'm saying goodbye now, guys. Stay tuned and catch you all next time. Now listen to the next jam that we're playing in the concluding part of this episode from Tepids, and it is called Otid. You can stream Otid on all platforms, and Otid is available on all of your popular blogging websites. Until we meet again, guys, stay safe. Just so you know, the Govnorly Experience is available on AudioMac, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Public. So what this means is that you can stream the Govnorly Experience, all episodes of the Govnorly Experience on all these platforms.
Oh my Lord, I can feel my face. I didn't see nobody. I can feel my brain. And I see to what I do. Go, go, go. You don't get my job, my work, body, go, go, go. Yeah, are you ready to party, 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 party? Yeah, cause I'm ready to party, 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 rock your body. Yeah, you can slam my song. Make me feel alright. Make me turn up alright. Make everybody feel alright. Yeah, baby. party, 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 hey, cause I'm ready to party, 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 rock your body. Hey, DJ slam my song, make me feel alright, make me turn up the night, make everybody feel alright, hey. Baby dance for me, baby, show me what you got, show me what you got. Money go to for me, money go to, baby, don't be shy. Shake it in the abyss. Why not put it to the ground? Give it to them one time. See my people turn up one time.
Stupid, so am I to okay.